Reed, you don't have a show. You're not even a co-host of a show, which sucks.
What am I?
You're just a guy. You're just a recurring guest.
Oh, I'll pass that test with flying colors because I am allotted extra time.
Yes.
How do you pick up a call off air?
The button. The one that blinks?
So tune in next week when we give our social security numbers out live on air.
And our addresses.
Address, billing information, Amazon Prime account, password.
Spotify.
Those are Picante rewards card.
Yes. We will be giving out punch cards with 9 punches out of 10. Aside from that, Mom, I'm sorry. Reed's mom, thank you for being the backbone of this show.
We love you.
And we love you.
But I also, me as well.
Reed also loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to Reed and Ariel for being so great.
Thank you to my lovely guest host, Reed and Ariel, for always being here.
You can do it alone.
Yeah, but me more always.
Gives me the creeps. Why didn't you tell me to come to it?
Hello, may I help you? You can sure as hell try. Hi, I'm Abe Froman. Party of 3 for 12. Is there a problem?
You're Abe Froman.
That's right. I'm Abe Froman,
the sausage king of Chicago.
Yeah, that's me. Listen, young man.
Entre nous, I'm very busy here. Why don't you take the kids and go back to the clubhouse?
Are you suggesting that I'm not who I say I am?
I'm suggesting that you leave before I have to get snooty.
Snooty?
Snotty.
Snotty?
Okay, Abe. Let's go.
No, I'm not going anywhere. No, we like to be seated.
Listen, young man, either you take the field trip outside or I'm going to have to call the police.
You're going to call the police on me?
Yes.
Fine. As a matter of fact, I'll call them myself.
Yes. Call the police. This will be a hoot. Here, give me the phone. I have another call.
Huh.
I've had enough of this horsing around. Give me the phone back.
You touch me, I yell rat. There's another phone around here somewhere. Find it.
Wonderful. I weep for the future.
Okay, Ferris, can we just let it go, please?
Ferris, please. Can't be far. You get busted.
A, you can never go too far. B, if I'm gonna get busted, it is not gonna be by a guy like that. Come on, Abe. Ask for Abe Froman. Shaky, bonjour.
May I speak to Abe Froman?
The sausage king of Chicago?
Abe Froman?
Let me check the restaurant. Could you describe him for me, please?
Leather jacket?
White t-shirt, sweater vest.
Looks devastatingly handsome.
Hold on one moment.
Yeah.
You're listening to 91.5 WFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Sweet Thing by Shaggy Oates. You're listening to Different Vibes Moist here on 91.5, 9 a.m. Hope everyone's having a great Monday. We're going to be throwing the tunes at you this morning.
Consensus, you see, is that I fucking rule. heavy words, little lies, telling everything but the truth. The truth. Three little words over time, overheard and overused. Used. No sweet nothing could ever be turned into something new. Could ever be made to measure you. 'Cause I know what I got, I know where we're going. You don't need to show it, I already know it all. It's what you don't do, it's what you don't say,
it's what you don't do.
I know you love me, I don't need proof. It's what you don't do, the games you don't play.
It's what you don't do.
I know you love me, I don't need proof. I've been saving up my time so I can spend it all on you.
I know what I got.
You.
I know what I got.
Oh, all I need is to see you smile. I've forgotten how to be blue.
I know what I got.
I know what I got and I know where we're going. You don't need to show it, I already know it all. It's what you don't do, it's what you don't say,
it's what you don't do.
I know you love me, I don't need proof. It's what you don't do, the games you don't play.
It's what you don't do.
I know you love me, I don't need proof. Don't tell. We get the less we need to show. 'Cause I know what I got and I know where we're going. You don't need to show it, I already know it all. It's what you don't do. It's what you don't say.
It's what you don't do.
Oh, I know you love me, I don't need the
less.
It's what you don't do. The games you don't play.
It's what you don't do.
I know you love me, I don't need proof. Don't tell the whole world. Just gonna be your girl.
It's what you don't do.
I know you love me, I don't need proof. It's what you don't do. It's what you don't say.
It's what you don't do.
Oh, the closer we get. Oh.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, we're back here in the studio this morning, this lovely, lovely Monday morning. I got Nick back here with Duncan. Just a friendly reminder that this show is sponsored by Duncan and not Pete's show, as he said. I mean, maybe they sponsor him, but this feels a little weird to sponsor two DJs
also,
back-to-back.
When's prom time? Is it 8 or is it 9? It's 9.
It's 9. I would say it's 9. Do you feel like you're hearing yourself? Because I feel like you're faint.
I feel like I'm hearing you pretty well, and then myself is more of like a diminutive, has more of a diminutive.
You know what? Let's not do that. Let's put you on mic 3.
Okay.
You gotta let you roar. What a diminutive roar. So you just heard some music from us. The first one after... The first song we played was Arrogance Blue by The Scoundrels, and then after that we had Do You Want It by Hot Soy, and then we had...
Hey, you're a hot soy. We call Spencer Soybean.
Yes, yes, so I appreciate it.
Nice.
I'm feeling like a diminutive soy this morning. But yeah, that's a new one coming out of Emerson, which is fun. And then after that we had Leanne La Habas. Which took me so long to type in.
Yeah, it was a little rough on our end, on the back end of things. But we got there. It was that was actually so the song was "What You Don't Do," and that was that what we heard was from her tiny desk.
Oh, cool.
So that was like a stripped down version. The real one is a little more like built up and produced, which I gotta say don't like as much. Hmm. So stuck to the tiny desk.
It is interesting how I feel like tiny desk concerts can go in a variety of different ways. Some of them you're like, wow, this person who I thought was purely a recorded artist, like, really has got some chops.
Yeah.
Like, in this kind of setting. Like,
super true. Like, T-Pain.
T-Pain comes to mind. And then you have some artists where it's like, whoa, like, why don't you do this all the time? Like, your production value is not adding much to, like, you know.
Right. Because I think, also, just, like, you see so much more the real, like, human when it's, like, a tiny desk performance versus, like, just, like, layers of built-up, you know, like, logic tracks or, like, you know.
Right.
Which is neat.
Yeah, and it's not some, like, a lot of them, it's funny, all of them kind of start off with some sort of caveat of, like, oh, this is, like, weird for me, like, I'm not usually doing stuff this.
Yeah, it's like, you're like, always performing.
Right. So it is interesting. It's like, what about it makes it...
Yeah. It's got so disarming, though. Now.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, people, everyone's...
Everyone's on it.
Names are, like, always, I'm really thankful for this platform, like, so much. Wow.
It's like, you're pretty famous, like...
Yeah, you'd probably be fine without it.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like they get they straddle a fine line, but they do it well of, like, getting interesting artists that are relevant, but also sometimes not people you would know about, you know?
Yeah, I also feel like maybe they still do it, but at least they used to. They bring on a lot of kind of more... people who you might say are on the, like, downslope of the
fringes,
just because... No, not the fringes. They were, like, pretty big, and they've been, like, for decades, you know, in the music scene. Like, who's coming to mind?
I feel like the T-Pain one is kind of in that realm.
But I even mean, like more jazzy slash, like, singer-songwriter people from, like, the 70s and stuff like that.
Who are coming back and using this as, like, a new wave of interest, or just, like, a way to revitalize?
I just found that in the earlier years of Tiny Desk, they tended to bring on more of those types of people than the type of people like Saba or, like, you know, Robert Mac Miller
right.
But now that they kind of have the, like, young audience,
the hip to the kids kind of,
they're doing more interesting R&B.
I would like to go back and look at some of the old Tiny Desk. Do you have any idea when they started?
I think either 2012 or 2014, I want to say. Okay. I think 2012. Because, I think I was watching one last night from 2012.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, do you...
that was the London Olympics, 2012, I think, right?
Oh, yeah?
Beijing, 2008. London after that.
That was so long ago.
Feels well.
Wow.
Time's flying here in the studio.
When you listen to music, Spence, can you help but picture the people playing the music, or can you kind of separate what you're hearing from the people? Are you alienating the labor of the
artist
by not thinking about them when you consume their
company? What a way to pose that question. Are you eliminating the labor? Yeah, I guess. I mean, it depends. Like, do you have a specific context in which I'm listening to this music?
Because,
like, obviously, if I'm listening to this live, like, you're going to be seeing
the person. You're listening to it in headphones.
In headphones?
Yeah. Just, like, on your walk.
I'm going to say no. I think I ignore the labor. I think, for me, I don't know. It's so hard to describe how you listen to your music. For me, it's very kind of reaction. Like, it depends. Sometimes I use it as a way to be introspective about myself. Sometimes it's just very reactionary for me, in the sense that, like, it's just kind of like just letting whatever emotions the song brings just, like, kind of flood over me and just kind of getting enveloped in that. And, like, rarely does that correspond to me thinking about the person playing it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause for me, it's like Yes, they made this, and this is amazing that they're doing this, and they're super talented, but it's all about how it transcends them, you know?
Right. That's a good point.
But I don't know. I've been trying to listen to music consciously different to see if I can get other stuff out of it. And that's an interesting way to think about it. Just like I was thinking about, like, I don't listen to lyrics very consciously. Yeah,
you don't listen.
Yeah, I don't know, because like, I feel like when you're good with lyrics. Other people, like, Avi's pretty good with lyrics, but rarely when I ask like questions about like if you guys listen consciously to lyrics, like you do, but it's like very, it's still a very subconscious action. It seems
to learn lyrics.
I mean, like, you can like focus on what the person is saying very consciously, right. But I still feel like there needs to be some subconscious like just switch in you that needs to be on in order to be picking.
I mean, like, when I'm listening to a song and find I can sing along with the lyrics, it's not like I'd sat down and been like, I'm learning these lyrics, right. Which, like, I do feel like a lot of people do with like raps, you know, they'll just like sit down and learn this person's rap. But it is just like, I guess because I've been like, my method of listening to music is to like focus on and like partially judge a song based on like what do the lyrics like like mean anything to me, and like that repetitiveness, like every time I listen to the song there's that slight like preference towards lyrics, I guess. So then eventually that just gets turned into like you knowing most of the song by lyrics.
It's interesting because I feel like for me, I've never like growing up, I had music kind of in high school that I would play to myself, like if I was doing, you know, work, whatnot, but like wasn't around the house much. And just in general, I feel like only now am I hitting the phase where I'm really starting to like listen to sounds, if that makes any sense. Like that's one of the main reasons I like playing with the ukulele, is it's just a fun way of just like hearing different sounds in some sort of kind of controlled environment.
Yeah.
And I never really put any sort of exploration or thought into like just kind of getting my ear a little to a base level of kind of understanding, if that makes any sense. So I feel like almost that the past 2 years has kind of been a lesson in that, or even just now am I kind of starting to appreciate like smaller details and sound is maybe the better way to put it.
And that's very cool.
It's cool because it's like just it's just a whole new world for me. That's the thing. It's like when I discovered that like music actually had some sort of system behind it, or you know, a framework. It's cool.
It is amazing how like how you can kind of try to change how your attention operates and like what, you know, what things you attend to, and like
you can certainly try.
You attend to something, the more you'll notice it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a very cool. I think it's so wild that like that is that like attentional practices really are like filters of seeing, and like if you're not attuned to something, then it's essentially like it's not there even, you know, because it's just so
unbeknownst to you,
non-processed. Yeah,
it's true. I mean, it's the same reason. You know, you can grow up one place and be in a fine enough neighborhood, but two blocks down, like your environment changes radically, and the world in that environment is just worlds off from your own. You know,
right?
Yeah, super, super interesting, and always, you know, that's ubiquitous. That's gonna be everywhere. But like, it always catches me off guard. You know, it's so easy to think you've got a good idea of like the things that are going on, and then you just don't.
You have a pretty good understanding of how things are going on to you,
right? Just like,
you have no idea.
You got what? But yeah, that's interesting, and especially too, I feel like everyone's, you know, we've talked about this before, everyone's vying for your attention these days, so just like it's hard to, I feel like it's almost harder to be intentional with your intention.
Yeah.
Your attention. God, that's hard to... Attention.
Intentional attention.
Gotta work on your inflections and your afflections.
And your afflictions.
Effect.
Speaking of vying, everyone's vying for your attention, I saw I noticed on somebody's GPS in the car when they stopped driving, an ad popped up. So it's really milking every little point of visual space, you know? It's
right.
Like, okay, they're stopped. They're probably, like, looking at the GPS to see their next move pop up an ad, you know? It's wild.
That is wild.
It's also, like, driving is so not the place
right.
where you should be advertising to
right.
somebody. It's weird.
These places care about the bottom line so much.
Yeah.
Makes sense, but yeah, that's wild. Did you know, like, what application they were using?
I think it was Purple, so I want to say it was Waze.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But that's tough. My spiel.
Tough, tough. It's tough, too, because then you have no one's going to want to pay for Waze, and Waze isn't owned by a major company, at least I know.
And you don't pay for Waze.
And you don't pay for Waze.
Do you really have... Are you even allowed to be upset about, like, a service that you're not paying for doing something you would rather than not do? You know?
It's a weird...
What do they owe you?
Right, right. It's weird because it also feels inherently kind of wrong to be doing ads.
Right.
And, when you're driving and stopped. But, I don't know, I feel like you see... There's definitely a trend of this where people are not wanting to pay for anything. Online,
like, publications are going
publications
down,
right? Yeah, New York Times, like, even places like that are just, like, struggling for online viewership from, I feel like, younger generations. And it's like, yes, free content is great, but, like, it's got to be paid for by someone at some point, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's where I sometimes struggle with some of the Facebook stuff is, like, yes, it's egregious, yes, they should be completely doing it differently, but think about what they're offering. Think about that they're offering it for free.
Yeah.
Not that justifies anything, but just how are they making their, you know, how are they going to make their money?
Right.
They have to. You know?
And then it truly, like, it's not as simple as just, like, as just refusing to use Facebook. But, like, it is a thing where it's, like, if you're upset with how Facebook operates, like, it is a thing you can just not
right.
interact with.
Right.
And, like, you can still be upset about how entrenched it is in, like, everybody's, or not everybody's, but a lot of people's, you know,
mm-hmm.
sources of information and, like, how it just operates is, like, where people get their information. But it really is, like, it's not a thing that's forced upon you, so.
Right.
So,
a lot of people act like it is. A lot of people act like the whole world collapses if you're going to get off Facebook.
True. And
probably not.
I think it's a powerful tool, so that's why, like, a lot
right.
of people are super, I guess, riled up about it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's just, like, you want something that you want to use to not be bad, you know?
Right.
Like, if you're someone who is going to be using Facebook or Instagram because, like, you get enjoyment out of it, you're going to want them to have good practices, you know?
Right.
For you to feel like
you're good about using the service. Right, right.
So, it's interesting.
If anyone has any solutions, please call in and tell us.
We're trying to solve them within the hour.
Within
this
the
whole world.
I've got some numbers that I'm crunching over here. I forgot to carry a couple values, but I think we're close.
You can carry them in the next song.
Which is by the John Hammer Group. This one is a Frank Y special.
Frank Y.
Frank Y. I hope you're feeling better, bud.
Franking. Oh, it really is Frank Y. Okay. We'll be right back.
Me down and I always up and leave. But for the first time in a while, I wanna throw away the key. And I know you've been in a couple more relationships than me. Cause you talk a different talk and you kiss me differently. Now I don't know where to go after you love me this way. After you love me so good, how are you gonna tell me you don't wanna stay? But guy that'll make your parents proud. Guess you still ain't found me yet. Why? Cause we're still messing around. And now you watch me put in all this work just to say it won't work out. You never took me seriously. Now what the hell is that about? Now I don't know where to go. Do you love me this? After you love me this way. Do you love me so? After you love me so good. How are you gonna tell me you don't wanna stay? Oh,
trying hard, that's all I do. Tried and waited, then got tired, that's about it, my time. With my
nothing but stars looking back at me. But I'll be brave, I'll be brave, I'll be brave. When the tide comes around, I'll be brave, yeah, I'll be brave. Just let me go now, let me go now. When you never came back, I hope you're still alive. And the part of you that never came, you can leave it here in the sea of air. But I'll be brave, I'll be brave, I'll be brave. When the timing comes around, I'll be brave, yeah, I'll be brave. Let me go now.
As we wind down the hour here, we want to do a quick recap over the songs that we've had. The first one of that set was the Jan Hammer Group, Don't You Know. Shout out Frank Y. After that, we had Charlie Puth, Boy. If you haven't seen John Mayer and Charlie Puth, Instagram Live.
Current Moods is John's talk show.
Yes.
Every Sunday night.
And two Sundays ago?
Last Sunday.
Not yesterday. Was Charlie Puth was on the podcast. And it was cool. They did a cover of Boy, yeah. And then after that we had Several Shades of Y by Jay Maskus of Dinosaur Jr. fame. And I think honestly probably just he's kind of an icon.
Yeah, in that
realm of the world. And then after that we had Sea of Air by Portugal the Man.
I like that one.
I got to see them in concert earlier this year, Blue Hills Pavilion. They were really fun to watch.
I've never been there.
It's pretty nice. Who did I see? I saw Kurt Vile there.
Cool.
But yeah, outdoors, seated. So, you know, some people have strong feelings on seated places. Not me. Okay, time for a quick PSA. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. Think covering it up is not enough of a step to cover yourself from potential wannabe attackers? Take your computer down to Carl's Computers on Boston Avenue, and they'll remove the camera for you. They'll just rip that thing out, and they'll remove all the extra screws, and then you'll be good to go. This has been a public message for all y'all from WMFO in Medford.
I'll tell you what, if you want an even cheaper job than the one down the street, take it over to Spencer's house and he'll rip the camera.
I'll rip the camera for free, honestly.
For free.
you got pretty good experience in that area. Got any songs to end the set with?
Me?
Yeah.
You.
You.
I can play a song.
Cool.
Yeah, I can play a song.
You could do that? You could bust out the guitar right now, play a little ditty?
For sure.
Cool. So Nick's going to do a live performance here for us in a sec. But before we take off for the day, we just want to say thanks for tuning in to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Combo breaker. Hope everyone has a pleasant Monday. It's looking to be a beaut out there, yeah. if I may say so.
No traffic, too.
None. Not a single car
on the road. It's weird.
Are people okay?
People are okay.
I hope you're okay.
People are okay.
And if you're not okay, it'll be okay.
People are resilient.
Yes, they are. And that's the name of this next one. This is Nick Golan with Resilient.